From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Opposition groups are declaring control of several more cities in Libya, and for the first time, anti-government protests have reached the capital, Tripoli, further threatening Muammar Gaddafi's more than 40-year-long grip on power. In the latest sign of trouble for Gaddafi's regime, the justice minister has resigned to protest the government's crackdown on protesters, and Libya's ambassador to India said he was also stepping down in protest. According to Human Rights Watch, the revolt has cost more than 200 lives. NPR's Jason Bobian reports that one of Gaddafi's sons warns, meanwhile, that the Libyan leader will not back down.
Muammar Gaddafi's son went on national television this morning, warned of a possible civil war, accused the protesters of working with mercenaries, and said that this will not be tolerated in Libya. He said that Muammar Gaddafi and his regime will fight until the last man, the last woman, the last bullet.
NPR's Jason Bobian reporting from Cairo, where the recent uprising forced President Hosni Mubarak from power. There, British Prime Minister David Cameron is part of a European-U.S. delegation meeting with Egypt's military leaders today. The junta is under pressure from other governments and Egyptian revolutionaries to make good on a promise to transfer control to a democratically elected government. At least 30 more lives are lost in the latest violence to rock northern Afghanistan. NPR's Quill Lawrence says the target today was a crowded government building in Kunduz.
Officials from Kunduz province say the bomber blew himself up at the entrance of a municipal building in Imam Sahib district, where a crowd of civilians were lined up to receive identification papers. Kunduz is one of several northern provinces where security has plummeted in recent months. The governor of the province was assassinated late last year. NATO officials say they're investigating a U.S. airstrike in eastern Nangarhar province, where Afghan officials say an errant missile killed a family of six. This comes just a day after the Afghan government charged that another U.S. air barrage killed more than 50 civilians, including dozens of women and children, in the northeastern province of Kunar. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
A wintry mix of snow and freezing rain this President's Day is affecting ground and air travel in parts of the mid-Atlantic and northeastern U.S. Flight delays are reported out of the New York area. The same system forced hundreds of flight cancellations in and out of the upper Midwest, which was pounded yesterday. The storm generated freezing rain and snow in several states, including Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Despite frigid temperatures, Wisconsin state workers appear determined to keep protesting at the state capitol until they get a new deal on union rights. They have been demonstrating in Madison for days over Republican Governor Scott Walker's deficit-tackling measure to get rid of collective bargaining rights for most public employees. This is NPR. There's no trading today on Wall Street due to the President's Day holiday. Investors will have a lot of new data to look at this week. Danielle Carson says reports due this week include ones on housing and gross domestic product.
Analysts aren't expecting much improvement in this week's housing data. Standard & Poor's Home Price Index comes out tomorrow. Economists expect prices fell in December. The National Association of Realtors releases its numbers for existing home sales on Wednesday. Not much optimism there either. Even though sales shot up 12% in December, analysts expect they slipped last month. They also predict new home sales went south in January. The Commerce Department comes out with those numbers on Thursday. And on Friday, the government is expected to upgrade the country's economic activity in the fourth quarter. Analysts say consumer spending likely helped pick up the pace of the GDP, the measure of all the country's goods and services. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Rescuers are searching Oregon's Mount Hood for a 26-year-old man who apparently got lost while snowboarding. Authorities have not released his name, but they say he was reported to be from the southeast and visiting a friend in Hood River. The Clackamas County Sheriff's Office started searching yesterday after the man called a friend on his cell phone to say that he was lost. In Iraq, which is one of a number of countries hit with anti-government protests, Parliament is delaying work for a week. Lawmakers are returning to their political bases to help diffuse anger over food shortages, lack of electricity, and other troubles that have plagued Iraqis for years. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.